Hello, beautiful souls. This is your weekly oracle guidance and devotion for the week of March 24th, 2024. Before we get to the cards, I want to mention that the name and the mission of this podcast has been updated. If you haven't already, please check out the episode before this one that explains the reason for the change or rebranding. For this week, I am using the Witch's Wisdom Tarot. It is not a traditional tarot deck, but instead as a more nature-based focus. Along with the deck, I am using my spiritual discipline spread as well. So our first card in the prayer position is the Nine of Water. The picture on the card is of a salmon who is determined to swim upstream during the spawning season. The salmon has a strength that defies logic, especially when you think of a fish trying to swim upstream going against the current. This is a reminder to us that whatever we are determined to do or accomplish, even when it defies logic, we should go for it. So let our prayer this week be focused on connecting with our inner strength and relying on it so that we can push through the strongest current to reach our destination or goal. Our next card in the solitude and meditation position is the World. The picture on the card is of a woman, a pilgrim, who represents all of us traversing through this world. She is leaving her old world behind, which is on fire, as she wears the burden of her conditioning or old worldview on her back. When we go out into the world, we realize that we are the products of our conditioning. A conditioning, a worldview, and limiting beliefs that need to be undone to be who we truly are meant to be. There's a need to shed our old selves and those old belief systems so that we may become new creations. Let us spend some time this week in quiet contemplation and see if there are still some limiting beliefs that need to be undone. Our next card in the celebrate position or celebration position is the Goddess of Fire. The picture on the card is of a woman in her crone stage, stirring her cauldron. This card is a reminder that the crone stage is a blessing and honor, and one should wear it as a crown. These are wise people who have lived a long and fruitful life. We should celebrate them, respect them, and sit at their feet to drink in the wisdom they have to offer. Our next card in the thankfulness position is the Craftsman of Fire. The picture on the card is of a master craftsman using fire to fashion a new horseshoe. This card is a reminder that we are all craftsmen in our own right, blessed with gifts and talents, but we must be thankful for the sacred fire and allow it to burn within us so that we are always following our passions and desires. Our last card in the generosity position is the Craftsman of Air. The picture on the card is of a craftsman studying nature, magic, and sacred geometry. Here's a reminder that we should always be studying to hone our craft and nurture our craft. We can pay it forward this week by being willing to be teachers and mentors. What we learn and the wisdom gained should not be kept to ourselves. We should be willing to teach others and impart to them all that nature and Mother Earth has taught us. I hope that you will sit with this week's guidance as you practice these spiritual disciplines and incorporate them into your spiritual practice. Peace and blessings to you, and until next time, may you continue to grow into the spiritual person you were meant to be.